This podcast is dedicated to your personal and spiritual growth. The Pamela Cummins Show will take you on a journey to enhance yourself, relationships with others, your dream interpretation skills, your love life, intuitive abilities, and so much more. Are you ready to begin? Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today, I'm Pamela, and today for this podcast, I thought that I would read and give my feedback on Melody Beattie's quotes. If you don't know who Melody Beattie is, please check her out, because back in the early 90s, Melody Beattie's book on codependency and her affirmation books were absolute lifesavers for me. You see, I was a flaming codependent who always put other people's needs before my own needs and wants. And I didn't know how to set a boundary. If you don't know what boundaries are, please check out my podcast on boundaries to learn what they are and how to make them. Anyhow, Melody Beattie played a major role for my self-growth path. What truly blows my mind is once I read how she almost threw out her rough draft of Codependent No More because she felt it wasn't good enough. Thank goodness a friend stopped her. That book went on to become a bestseller and help thousands and thousands of people. This is an important lesson for all of us to begin and continue to value ourselves as well as our talents. Here are three wonderful quotes by Melody Beattie about stopping codependency and working on your personal growth. The first one is, I used to spend so much time reacting and responding to everyone else that my life had no direction. Other people's lives, problems, and wants set the course for my life. Once I realized it was okay for me to think about and identify what I wanted, remarkable things began to take place in my life. Well, this is so true, and I can attest that this does happen. Sadly, so many people are living their lives that others want them to. For instance, being in a career they never wanted to be in because perhaps their parents pressured them, teachers, or someone else, and giving up their dreams of becoming something else. Or getting married to someone else because everyone else thinks they should be married and have children. This is your life, not your parents' life, not your friend's life, not your boss's life, not your sibling's life, not anybody else's life, but your life. Instead of allowing others to govern your life, slowly but surely, pay attention to your soul's desire and take the baby steps to the life you always dreamed of. Here's the second quote. Self-care isn't selfish, it's self-esteem. I'm going to repeat that because this is a short quote, but it's powerful. Self-care isn't selfish, it's self-esteem. When you stop living your life for other people's wants and desires, someone or a couple of people are bound to become angry. They will call you selfish in their attempt to control and manipulate you. Before you cave in to somebody else's demands, reflect on it. How will you feel if you give in to their demands? Is this action by giving in to their demands going to hurt you? If you can't figure it out, please ask a trusted friend, counselor, or psychic for the feedback. The third and final quote is, recovery is not about being right. It is about allowing ourselves to be who we are and accepting others as they are. Personally, I prefer to refer to recovery as self-growth. That just sounds nicer to me. Although this quote took me a while to get, about allowing others to be who they are and accepting them for who they are. During my recovery from codependent, I went from being so codependent I lost myself to being rigid by saying, I can't do that. That's codependent. However, I'm a Libra, being born under the sign of balance. So you'd think I would be balanced, but that's not the case because Libras are always striving for balance. Thankfully, today, I'm pretty balanced between being of service and being codependent because, of course, I have to serve others, but not in a way that's going to hurt me. Please don't beat yourself up if you find yourself becoming out of balance with your codependency. That's part of learning how to find balance with your codependency. There are times in life when we do need to put other people's needs before our own. For example, if you're raising small children, or if a loved one has an illness, of course you need to take care of them, and sometimes your own personal needs need to take a step back. However, if you find that this is an everyday occurrence that has been going on for years or decades, please check out Codependence Anonymous. You can find their website link in the show notes, as well as Melody Beattie's URL. And if you need help with your personal and spiritual growth, please contact me on my website, www.pamelacummins.com. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste, and have a great week. Bye-bye.